Okay, well, I was up building a cabin. I was about 5 logs high on it, and I built it with sweet saw and axe. I was just out hiking the country. I was going to another camp, an old camp that we built in the 80s. And ain't nothing there anymore, you know. I left a few things up there. I was going to camp out in a really good grayling hole. And I was going to cross the river. It was a storm just passed, and it was bright and sunny. And I was going down on the flat on Boston Creek. And she was just to the north of me. And then it was just like a real close encounter. You know, she had 3 cubs. They were probably 2-year-olds.
And brown bear or black bear?
That brown bear. And then she just, I threw the gun up and she ran towards me like a bluff. My dog was with me and, you know, he was kind of harassing the cubs, I guess, but maybe trying to protect me. He was very loyal, you know, but. And so she ran towards me and she like 50 feet. That's like, you know, 3 seconds, what, 35 miles an hour a second that they can run. And clamped a hold of my right hand and took the gun away from me, and I just fell down on it. And she had me down, and I kind of looked out of the corner of my eye, and she seemed high, I guess, but she came back, and after biting me, she stood up and swiped at my leg. You could feel the claw, you know, on the pants leg. And then she ran towards the cubs, because I seen you calling. My dog was still over there, and then... And then she came back, stood up and all that. And then I got, I was still, you know, on top of the gun. And then her head was like right up against my head, you know, it was huge. And you could smell her breath. It stunk real bad. And eating that stink fish that was on the river, you know, a lot of spawned out salmon, chum salmon and pink salmon. And she had plenty to eat. You know, they were fat and roly-poly. But she didn't want her cubs messed with. That's mainly what it was, you know, giving me a scare. But still, that one bite could have been, you know, life-threatening.